Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Major League Baseball's amateur draft began with the first of a pandemic-shortened five rounds last night. Arizona State slugger Spencer Torkelson was taken with the number one overall pick by the Tigers. The Orioles selected Arkansas outfielder Heston Kerstad at number two, and the Marlins chose Minnesota right-hander Max Meyer at number three. A little more local, former Pittsfield Suns pitcher Cade Cavalli was taken 22nd overall by the Nationals. NASCAR was also making moves yesterday. The series has officially banned the Confederate flag from all events and properties. Bubba Wallace, the sport's only black driver, called for the ban earlier this week. NASCAR responded by saying the flag, quote, runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry, end quote. Former chairman Brian France in 2015 tried to ban the flying of the Confederate flag at racetracks, a proposal too broad to enforce and one that angered NASCAR's core Southern-based fan base. Also last night on the tracks, Martin Truex Jr. won his first cup race of the season in the first race under the lights at Martinsville Speedway. In soccer news, U.S. Soccer's board of directors has voted to repeal a 2017 policy requiring players to stand during the national anthem. The rule was initially adopted after Megan Rapinoe took a knee in solidarity with NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick to protest police brutality. The U.S. Soccer Athletes Council has called on U.S. Soccer to apologize for the policy to foster a, quote, positive relationship to exist going forward, end quote. And lastly, in the NFL, Jets linebacker C.J. Mosley says he is cleared for all physical activity after missing most of last season with a groin and core muscle injury. Mosley was one of the Jets' biggest offseason additions last year when he signed a five-year, $85 million deal. He had a strong debut in the regular season opener but was injured late in the game. I'm Jesse King.